Let's speak to the Sky Blues chairman, Ray Ranson, who joins us on the show. Morning, Ray.
Morning.
Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
What can you say about why you lose a vice chairman? Is it about decisions, the key decisions that are being made?
Well, Coventry City Football Club is no different than any other football club up and down the country. We have regular board meetings and there's heated discussion because everybody's passionate about football and has an opinion. I'm, you know, very disappointed to see Gary leave. He's been a fantastic supporter of me and we've got very close over the 3 years we've worked together.
It's not so much a footballing dispute, though, is it? I mean, when you talk about Connor Thomas, you know, you've invested in him and you're letting him go early, some people would say. Kieran Westwood is another one that, you know, you could have sold him. He's going to end up going on a free at the end of the season. These are financial decisions more than football decisions, aren't they?
Well, we are a football club at the end of the day, so they are football decisions. And, you know, we make decisions in the best interest of the football club. We decided not to sell Kieran Westwood, and if he doesn't sign a contract in the summer, which is, you know, we'd still like him to, then yes, he's free to speak to any other club and go for nothing. You know, Connor Thomas, you know, was a rising star. We have a trading player policy at the football club, and you know, the board decided that the offer for Connor was a good one, and we move on.
I know you're a shrewd businessman. I know you know football inside out, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Do you feel more isolated on the board now than you did, say, 48 hours ago?
Not at all. No, I think the Coventry fans will know that I have. I wouldn't say thick skin, but I've got a broad back, and I knew what I was coming into. It's been a fantastic challenge and one that I'm relishing going forward.
What about the relationship with the board and the management? Because as I mentioned earlier on in the show, AD was quite clear to say, look, you know, Connor Thomas going was nothing to do with him. That's quite an outspoken thing for a manager to say these days, because everybody kind of, you know, tries not to rock the boat within a football club, and we can understand that. But is that relationship still there between the board and the management?
Absolutely. You know, I'm the main conduit to that, and AD and I speak on a daily basis, and, you know, there's no issues whatsoever. You know, we're still fully supportive of the manager, and, you know, he's focusing on getting a win on Saturday, which is much needed.
A message to the fans before I let you go. If they are worried that that Gary Hoffman's gone, I just wonder, what would you say to the fans this morning?
Well, the message to the fans is that, you know, the shareholders are still very supportive of the football club. Sky Blue Sports and Leisure, which is the company that owns Coventry City, which I'm a shareholder of, has fulfilled its obligation and more. When we took over the club, we said we'd invest a minimum of sort of £22 million. That's been far exceeded. There's never been a penny taken out of the football club on player trading sales. That money has been recycled into the football club to pay wages, and it's common knowledge that we run at quite a significant loss, and the shareholders stand by the club and cover that loss. And any player trading in the meantime goes back into the football club and is recycled.
And what about fans of Ray Ranson? I know there are many people who are fans of you.
Well, I'll be surprised at that, but that doesn't, that doesn't bother me.
Well, that's not what I get here.
You know, I'm only interested in one thing. You know, is taking Coventry City forward. The only thing I've ever said and promised is I will leave this football club in a better shape than I found it. And when we took over, it had nearly £40 million of debt, losing £10 million a year with a squad that was nearly worthless. And, you know, we've brought players in. Yes, we've sold them, et cetera, et cetera. But that's my only objective. You know, at the end of the day, we are custodians of the football club. And, you know, Coventry City will be around a lot longer than Ray Ranson or Sky Blue or Sisu or Gary Hoffman or Joe Elliott. It's all about Coventry City Football Club, this. And, you know, we have an obligation to make sure we hand it over in good shape.